There is no possibility. None. It's a never for me. Okay?
Never gonna catch me. No, 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 never gonna catch me. No.
The question is, would you date a guy without a car?
No, probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a car, but
I don't want to drive.
I'm a really nice guy, though.
I'm sure, but I'm not a chauffeur.
All right, fair.
If you're still not convinced that men should always pay for a woman because the masculine feminine roles is not clear to you, I will give you now a funny undeniable truth of why men should always pay. You know how much money we spend more than you guys just for being women, and we have to spend it. It's not like, oh, it's your choice. It's not my freaking choice, and I will tell you why. Because I know that guys like these things and they look at these things. I know for a fact that some guys, they judge how much a woman is able to take care of herself just looking at her nails. In general, we all know that you like girls with smooth skin, looking pretty and nice and looking natural. Even if I don't go to the salon, you know how much I spend to have my hair look natural?
Right. Just say what we want.
Shut up.
When you think about it, go!
When women feel the need to use beauty products, it's mostly because they need them to compete with other women. In that case, you're not naturally beautiful enough to compete with natural beautiful women. So, in the end, it's not about men. It's about the need you have to hide your true appearance. Most men will accept women without makeup. A lot of them even prefer women with less of it. But most importantly, even if it was something caused by men, it's not even close to what men need to spend to be able to date women. We just saw plenty of women saying that they won't date men without cars. Do you really think that making your nails, your hair, and buying shampoo is more expensive than buying a car, maintaining it, and paying for gas? Yeah, right.
Peterborough has a Facebook page now, Are We Dating the Same Guy? Peterborough, Ontario. So I joined it, and I've seen a few people, nothing too major, but like, what the fuck, like, this is what it's come to, where we have to have, like, a squad of, like, women who protect each other because men are lying and conniving, like, scary.
If you've ever wondered why women are attracted to you are falling victim to a lurking variable problem. Women don't like but they are absolutely attracted to guys who are self-assured and bold and have options and keep busy. And sometimes these traits are associated with likewise, women can be turned off by guys who are too nice or especially too attentive. And it's not because they don't like being treated well. It's because these traits are associated with desperation when they barely know you.
Men compete for women's attention and women choose the one they like the best. So the final decision on which men they are dating is about women, not men. Women not only choose the same guys, but they also insist on going after the ones that treat them badly. They openly say that they don't like nice guys. So if the problem is mostly about women's pure behavior in choosing men, why is it only men that need to get better? Even more, we are not even talking about every one of them. We all know that she's talking about only a small group of them. That's exactly why they are dating the same guy in the first place. I'm not saying that all men are good. There are some bad apples among us. But the truth is, most men are good and they're ignored by women. So I really don't understand why they have to blame us all. Not fair. Very delusional.
Where have all the good men gone? Well, a lot of them are married. Some of them are no longer with us. And a lot of them, they kind of just are sick of the double standards that women are putting out there every day. And so they're just staying to themselves. They're toeing their line. They're not giving women a chance because we are not worth the risk when we don't hold ourselves to the same standards that men are held to.
By the way, guys, I hope you're liking the video. It takes a lot of work to make them. If you want to help me, consider liking and subscribing. I would really appreciate that. But now let's keep going. Let's go.
Should us as women choose the man that we love or the man that loves us? Let's talk about it. Hello, my name is Carla, and restoring healthy mindsets is my thing. I've said this before in another video, but us as ladies need to remember that the man has to love, aka he needs to love more. Now, some of you guys might think it's toxic, but on the contrary, this is how you can get the best treatment from a man. You respect him and he loves. I'm not saying that you can't love a man, but what I am saying is it works out better for us as women when we respect and admire and he loves and adores us. Because when a man loves, you guys, he loves hard. And he gives the best of himself always. And us as women need to be smart. Because what happens when we as women are more invested in a relationship than the man? Has it ever worked out? No, it hasn't. He ends up ghosting you, leaving you, or not being interested in you. And notice that when we're not as invested or clingy, we get the best treatment from a man. And that's because we need to choose men that love us more than we love them. Again, it works out better for us as ladies when the man loves and the woman respects and admires. Because that's how we get the princess treatment. Believe me when I tell you.
A healthy relationship between two people only works if the two of them are invested in it equally. It amazes me how there are people out there that think that anyone in a relationship should be loving and not being loved back. In my opinion, it just shows how narcissistic and egocentric our society has become. It also shows me why women should avoid the hookup culture with a lot of sexual partners. It's clear for me that she's describing her past being used by Chads and how that broke her view about love. She learned only to be used by them and never being loved back, and now she thinks that's the normal thing to do and wants to make other men to go through it. But at this time, she wants to be in control. She wants to be the one that abuses. How does she really think that is the concept of a healthy relationship? This is actually very sad.
Someone says, do you disclose that you're dating multiple men? Absolutely. I wouldn't say I'm dating Todd and Brian and Joe and they bought me this and they're taking me here. Like, I do not suggest that at all. I suggest you bringing it up and talking about like, hey, like, how was dating going for you? And he's like, oh, I'm not dating anyone. That's just you. Like, oh, I would have thought you would have been a man that's exploring your options. You know, for me, I'm exploring my options and until I meet the right man that is completely in alignment with me. There are going to be some men who don't like it. We don't care. You don't have to like it. You just have to respect it. Almost every woman you saw that got married in the presentation were dating men who did not like the fact that they were dating other men. We don't care. Don't care. You just have to respect it. You ain't got to like it. There are some men who are going to step up and then other men are going to step out. We just don't care. And those women still got married. Some men, when they get in their insecurities, will try to make you feel bad. We don't care. I have men trying to tell my clients all the time to make them feel bad. Oh, you from the streets. That's exactly why I created the hoe phase, because men kept telling me that I was teaching women how to be hoes and they was calling me a hoe. I was like, okay, well, we hoes then. We're holding out on exclusivity until a man earns it. The hoe phase, we don't care. Because there are always going to be men that honor and respect our boundaries. The men who do not, they can kick rocks. We don't care.
What the hell are you?
A lot of women are asking, where are all the good men? Where are all the good men? Well, you're not sitting there asking what you've done to destroy the good in them. That maybe you've destroyed everything good in them because you've decided to weaponize their vulnerabilities. And now they don't want to do that anymore. They only want to show their fake strengths and if they even have them. And if not, like you see them as weak. It's really a shame.
For women, there is no such thing as a whole phase. Dating multiple men just for casual sex will affect them forever. Remember, most women have a hard time separating physical activity from emotional activity. Most men separate it very well, and that's why men and women are not equals when it's about casual sex. For men, sex can be just a physical activity. He will hold his emotions to himself. But for women, it will always involve their emotions when they have sex. So in the end, it will always affect more women than men. Because of that, women will always carry much more emotional baggage for her future relationships. And that's why they shouldn't do it. Not only that, but also they will destroy their reputation. Men don't like women that had a lot of partners. It's not a cultural thing. It's not prejudice. Men are just naturally like that. So having a whole phase will be bad for women. And they will end up alone.